Shavananda Prabhu, do you comment something?
Actually, I have a question. I've been thinking about it for some time, and I've mentioned it at times to other people also, and you brought it up today, and how Uttamadikari can't preach, basically, because he sees everyone as a servant of Krishna, and he's totally transcendental. He doesn't see distinction. Yet he must come down to Madhyamadikari to preach.
Yeah.
And I've heard different ways on how he does that. He comes down to Madhyamadikari to preach. One is I heard that he must be empowered. So what is the process? I mean, if somebody is in that state of consciousness,
okay. Yeah.
How do you come to the somewhat lower state of consciousness to preach? Mm. Is it something you have under your own control, or is it something that through prayer Krishna would empower that person to do it? Because I know myself, if I was in that level, after all the suffering, who would want to come down? I mean, of course, it's pure mercy.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, as you yourself actually made that point, that he does that when he's specially ordered by the Lord. Mm. Like Prabhupada didn't want to come. He told us that. Not me, but I heard Prabhupada mentioning that he didn't want to come, but Krishna insisted, no, you come. And he assured him that I'll take care of you in all respects. So
come from
the spiritual sky. Yes.
Sometimes, you know, this bhajan talks a lot about we're nothing, Krishna's everything.
We're what?
I don't belong to myself, they say.
Oh, okay,
and,
yeah.
You know, we belong to Krishna. And sometimes when we're doing activities, at the beginning of an activity, we can meditate a little bit on Krishna's the controller, I'm just, you know, serving him. And also we can do this at the end when we finish the activity. But when we're in the middle of doing that activity, often it feels like we're the controllers because we're making things happen. So how can we have a better mood or better understanding that Krishna's a controller while we're doing the activity itself?
The first thing is not to be attached to the result. Mm. Yeah, I mean, when you are doing something, then you have the tendency to think that you are the doer. But to overcome that attitude is to not be attached to the results. And that is, you're offering the results to Krishna. And that way, you are actually reducing the possibility of thinking that you are a doer.
Offering our activities to Krishna. Sometimes when we are we end up doing certain things and they may not be apparently very much in a devotional mood, although it's a devotional activity. Can we offer those results also, even our failures?
The thing is that it's not that offering the activity, the offering the results of the activities.
Yeah, I mean, I meant the failures.
That's what you meant.
Yes.
So when you're offering the results, then success and failure both are, you know, both mean the same because you offered it to Krishna. If it's successful, then you say you recognize that Krishna approved of it. And if it's not successful, then you accept that, well, Krishna didn't want it. I tried my best, but Krishna didn't want it that way. Ultimately, he is the supreme controller.
So then what about our minute independence?
You see, minute independence has only two possibilities to apply. The minute independence is either to surrender to Krishna or to go against Krishna. That is the only independence we have. Whether we will surrender to Krishna or whether we will exploit this material nature. That's the only independence we have. Otherwise, prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashah. We may think that we are the ahankara vimuratma karta hamiti mannate. Being bewildered of false ego, we think that we are the doers. But we are nothing but puppets in the hands of guna and karma. So the safest thing is to surrender to Krishna. And surrender to Krishna means, yes, for the sake of whatever I am doing, karma we have to do. That without acting, no one can remain even for a moment. Nahi kaschit kshanam api jatu trishtati akarmakrit. Being akarmakrit, being not doing anything, no one can remain even for a moment. We may think we are not doing anything, but the mind is going on. We may think that we are not going to do anything, but the digestive system is going on. Respiratory system is going on. So how can we stay without doing? So the thing is, whatever we are doing, let us do it for Krishna. So that is the mood of a devotee. That's the understanding of a devotee. We are doing, but the option is whether we'll do it for ourselves or whether we'll do it for Krishna. And everything can be applied in that context. We have to eat. Should we eat for ourselves or should we eat for Krishna? Yes, let's eat for Krishna. Recognize that the food is Krishna's mercy. Resnick can recognize that the strength that the food will generate in the body is meant to be used in Krishna's service. So in this way, every action, even our sleep, can be used in Krishna's service. Let us sleep so that we can wake up healthy and strong in order to continue to serve Krishna. So minute independence doesn't mean that I am the doer. The independence is where the application of my action will be. I'm doing it. Yes, we are forced to do. Everybody is forced to act. But those actions should be meant for Krishna's service, Krishna's pleasure. That's the only difference.
Thank you.
Yes, Shantosh.
Maharaj, yesterday we talked about the second anga of Sharanagati, which is Atmanivedan. For some reason, it looks like that is more higher than what we studied, what we discussed today. Can you maybe just elaborate?
But it's going on step by step, you see. It's beginning with Atmanivedan, because the main subject is to surrender. Right? But in order to surrender, the bottom line actually is surrender. So yeah, you're correct. That should be the last consideration. But he's taking it step by step. In order to surrender, what do you need? In order to surrender, you have to develop this mood of humble disposition. And then you surrender. But then comes the question, to whom you are going to surrender and why you are going to surrender? Because he is your Lord and Master. So first, that's why he is taking it first Dainya, then Atmanivedan, then Goptritya Bharan. And then it is going further. That why am I going to accept him as my Lord and Master? Because I have the confidence that he is going to protect me under all circumstances. So that is the order that Rupa Goswami actually established. It's Bhaktivinoda Thakur is taking the cue from the Nectar of Devotion.
I just had a technical question. I'd heard once that Srila Prabhupada said that we should not sleep in a room with plants. And I was wondering why, since the plants take in the carbon dioxide and give out the oxygen. I don't know why. What is the reason?
Well, very good point. Only two plants, excepting two plants only, that is, if I'm not mistaken, Tulsi and Banyan tree. At night, the trees and plants give out carbon dioxide. But Tulsi doesn't. Let's see, Steve. Okay, you can say it. Actually, now that the fan is not on, we can hear. Oh, okay.
Hey, Krishna Maharaj. Since Krishna consciousness is our natural tendency, our natural disposition, or not disposition, but our natural way, and surrendering is also our natural ability, why is it then that it's so difficult at times? I mean, there's so many times where we feel that we surrender, especially in times of crisis, you know. It's so easy to surrender. But then, if it's our natural way, why do we have to reprogram ourselves in a way to chant and to think of Krishna and to take darshan?
Yeah, very good point. As you used, reprogram. Because your attitude, your mentality, or your constitution has changed. And that's why Prabhupada is using the expression conditioning. We have lost our constitutional position and have become conditioned. That's why, although we are naturally, we have to surrender. Natural tendency is to surrender. We are not surrendering. And although we are not surrendering, we are forced to surrender. Like Prabhupada is pointing out, that you may not want to surrender, but you are forced to surrender. You are thinking you'll become independent, right? But you take up a job. You want to become independent, but what you are doing, in order to become independent, you are submitting yourself as somebody's servant. To take up a job means you are becoming a servant. You want to be independent, you want to earn money, to take up a job. You take up a job. But what you are doing in the process? You are surrendering. You think you'll become independent. You get married. And you become servant of your wife. And it goes on. Like you don't want to. Okay, so I'll stop now. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.